Hello? Where are you? What are you doing here? Go home. Thanks for coming. I know you all, inside and out. Okay. Roberta and Jean, those were great readings. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In the Jewish religion, Bar Mitzvah is represents the coming to age, coming of age of a person. And many cultures have this characteristic. In the Jewish religion, it's when you're 13 years old. And from then on your own. Now, a tzvilin is a little black box with inside of it there is parchment with passages from the Bible or whatever. You'd probably know better than I do. I wore the black box, but I didn't know what was inside for about a year. And finally, teglach are for special occasions. You roll this dough, and you tie it into a knot, and you bake it, and then you dip it in honey. And I still remember what they tasted like. Okay? Bar mitzvah. I smell the teglach. But I forgot the holiday. No, not then. Then when I sang and sang well, and even the snotty rabbi put down his nose for a single day, the only day in his life, and when he would never see me again. So you think you're a man, he whispered. Who thought that? Even so, I used the tefillin for a year. Hocus pocus, or was it? 40 days and 40 nights. Kids who taunted me when I finally caught a ball. I wasn't even a real kid, but I could sing, and I missed the way I sang. They snickered and sank back into the shadows. They left and I left to find my life in subways, across town, all over the place. And when Daddy died, you wouldn't even come to his grave with me and my mama, and I haven't seen you since. Not you or Millie or Cousin Irving. I miss you and don't even know it. Not DeKalb, not the Bronx, not the synagogue on the corner. I don't miss the damn Teglach or Stecky or even Posty or Gladys Schlanger. Not what happened. What could not have happened, not Daddy's flute, the way he played it, the way he never played it, damn fiddle rotting in its box, not the way I played it, the way I never could have played it. I miss what never was, the truth, the joy, because if I spoke of it, I would be telling you that I love you, and I'll never tell that to anyone. Paskudniak is a Yiddish insult. The person, I read it on the web. I knew what it meant, but I read it on the web. Supposedly it's the most potent and offensive insult known to man. It has so much connotation that it cannot be defined. In the place of the forgetting, the carpet swirled with princes, jesters, acanthus leaves, a towering dragon. Go to where the dark is, to the place of the forgetting. Who were the Berezovskis? Sometimes in the late night, I could feel the dragon's breath. When I jumped in fright, there the dragon was, peacefully embedded in the rug's soft piles. Where did Daddy go? Paskudnyak, Mommy said. You don't need him. Come with me, the Papa Bear said, into the forest. Why did you eat the baby bear's porridge? We'll go to California, Mama said. You'll meet the Berezovskis. Paper wagon, the one Papa helped me make. I could wheel around the room with a string. Paskudnyak, she said. You don't need him. Who were the Berezovskis? Pulled it around her feet. Look what we made, Ma. I'm trying to cook, she said. Squash. Sugar. Sticky. Wash hands. Clean. I could feel the dragon's breath again. California, she said. We'll take the train. A doppelganger is a double. According to some, everyone has a double somewhere. So I looked my name up on the web, and I found a name with exactly the same spelling in Germany. He designs racing cars. I looked at pictures of them. They were beautiful. The only thing is, they never worked. Doppelganger. Picasso touched his eye, a sea of blood, then his chin, felt the giant millipedes venture from rotting logs. He'd made a mistake. The octagonal woman was to be purple, not green. Because the moon was green that night. Andalusia would never be the same. He'd been dreaming again. His hands wandered, devouring Mozart, a purple darkness on the strings. One mistake makes all the organs go sour. It was a black pudding, its bitter taste. The green face spelled astonishment, he insisted. He'd give up love, pack up, go live in the mountains. It all made sense. The deep red night proved it. Look at his eye and his hand, wild and peaceful sea, wild and peaceful sky. The Silence of the Lilies for Claude Monet. I'm a bent old man with a walking stick who's gone twice around the world. Getting through the sea was the hardest part, especially the deep that had no bottom. And over the mountains, it wasn't so easy. Over my head, the floating lilies, some held up by green rain, some held together with a purple thread. The thunder come up from long ago, wild struts stalking the sky, The purple rains down on my face. Go where there is nowhere to go. Sing when there is no one to hear your sing. Laugh in the empty chambers of the heart. The guard paced back and forth. Around the corner, the laughter of children, the floating lilies just over my head. In the park, noise all around and around, in the land of Michigas, the nerves and the noise of things, let it come, yesterday, the bass drum, I had trouble, oy did I have trouble. I finally sat on a wrought iron bench, why not wood? Hard to rest on wrought iron. Wrought iron makes noise in the park. There are no chickens in the park. Why? Why can't a chicken have a little room? Because chickens are for killing. At the market in Normandy, they grab a bunch of ducklings and stuff them in a bag like potatoes. Makes me want to cry. So I sit here quiet, like really quiet. Can't make noise crying. Don't want to disturb anyone with your crying. Sign says don't cry in the park. And don't bring no chickens in the park. Chickens are for cooking and eating. And I'm feeling my skin on my bones, and my skin and bones shaking, watching the little ducklings shoved in the bag, and I'm screaming inside, don't want to make noise, supposed to be quiet. Watch the robins hop around. Robins okay in the park. One more poem. A sonnet in the Italian style. I let my fingers run along her limbs before I gouge and scrape the fallen spruce, before I hollow out her belly plate, before the bloats and swells of roughened wood become a pliant, yielding, living thing, an instrument whose ribs and scroll-like hair that climbs the sleepest heights of piercing joy to blinding eye of day and deafening night. She came to me in dream and whispered soft, I am born to you in swamp, in coal, in peat. Oh, wasted child, you cannot know my song. You've drained my sap and stripped my barkened face. Poor wandering child of earth, who can but hear the stump of evened feet on measured floor. Thank you.